Hello, and welcome once again to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is the herb Vitex, also known as chasteberry. The use of Vitex to treat disorders of the female reproductive system can be traced back to healers in ancient Greece 2,000 years ago. This herb is especially useful for premenstrual syndrome. Vitex appears to favor the production of progesterone and to decrease the relative level of estrogens in the body. Since in our society, due to lifestyles or the environment, progesterone levels tend to suffer and estrogen tends to dominate in most women, Vitex looks like a great herb to remedy the situation. Although Vitex has also been used for menopause, there is at present less scientific evidence for this. As its name implies, chasteberry was supposedly used to decrease libido in ancient times. There seems to be less of a demand for that nowadays, hence not much information regarding this, even as a side effect. It's possible Vitex acts upon the pituitary, the little gland below the brain which controls the sex glands. Vitex seems to normalize hormone levels in general, so that normal estrogen levels will not be affected, only especially high ones. The herbalist David Hoffman believes Vitex helps the body regain natural balance after the use of the birth control pill. Painful menstruation can also be relieved by Vitex. This herb is extremely safe with a very low side effect profile. Because of this mild nature of Vitex, a woman should allow 3 months' usage before evaluating its effectiveness. To be safe, Vitex should not be used at the same time as other hormone therapy or birth control pills. Vitex may also be helpful for infertility, insufficient lactation, acne, and mild endometriosis. Remember that any herb discussed here may not be useful if the basics like proper diet, rest, and exercise are neglected. In the ultra-dilute homeopathic form, the Bombay homeopaths give the sensation of excitement as underlying the use of the remedies in this group, the mint family. As a reaction to this, the patient may present with a lack of excitability, which could be seen as depression, numbness, or lack of interest in things. There can be a fear of death, but not as imminent of a threat like aconite, but a slower process. Sexuality is still usually a focus with this remedy, and even in men, due to the reaction of numbness, there can be low libido. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.